Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report. I welcome Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute to guide us through Central and South America in this moment of turbulence worldwide. The decisions about tariffs profoundly affect Central and South America, but at the same time, there are moving stories that are independent of the tumult, and those moving stories begin with Panama. I note that the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Hegseth, visits to Panama, follows a series of attention-getting visits by U.S. officials. Chiefly, I'm thinking of the Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, whose first voyage overseas as the confirmed secretary was to Panama City to sit with President Mulino. I welcome the professor to bring us up to date, but also to set the terms of what apparently is a global dispute between Washington, Beijing, Hong Kong, Panama City, and history. Professor, a very good evening to you. The general case made over these many weeks is that Panama is vital to the defense of the Americas, in addition to supplying, in the event of catastrophe, our allies in the Pacific. The specific point is that Panama is a sovereign state, and yet there is no disputing the fact that the U.S. built the Panama Canal, that the U.S. business in the Panama Canal is a profound part of Panama's success, and that China has had influence in Panama these last years that is untoward and suspicious, at least from the point of view of Washington, and especially about the question whether China can interfere in any fashion in the canal going forward that would disrupt the ability of the U.S. to respond to a Chinese attack on Taiwan. I'm developing here a theory that would fire up a paperback novel you're reading on a long airplane flight, but I hear it routinely about a Chinese attack on Taiwan and how the canal would be linked to the ability of the U.S. to respond. So, Secretary Hegseth has made a statement following conversations, and it's Reuters, so I'll read that. U.S. recognizes Panama's sovereignty over the canal, this according to the Secretary. U.S. Defense Secretary Hegseth also gave a public nod to Panamanian sovereignty at the conclusion of his first visit to Panama by the Pentagon chief to Panama in decades. So we're looking at a fresh concern of the Trump administration. This is not leftover business. Mr. Hegseth said he sees the canal as a key terrain that Panama would secure together with the U.S. and not with China. Therein is a twist. What is the backstory on this, and what do you make of the idea that the U.S. would secure it together with the Panama? Are we deploying troops to Panama? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, it looks doubtful that the U.S. is redeploying troops that would be permanently stationed to Panama. But the general backstory, of course, with the 1977 Carter-Torrijos Treaty and the Associated Neutrality Treaty that handed sovereignty of the canal zone over to Panama. One of the conditionalities was recognizing the vital importance of the Panama Canal, not only to commercial trade, but of course also to the ability of the U.S. military to transit, especially from the Atlantic to the Pacific in time of war. Of course, today that is vitally important for a U.S. defense of an invasion of Taiwan or other conflict that would occur in the Indo-Pacific. And so the question is, with the risks that Chinese commercial operations could could give it options to shut down the canal. What the U.S. has long done, really going all the way back to the treaty, is we've worked closely with the Panamanian military, with their air and naval service, SANAN, with their border and security services, CENTAFRONT, and through exercises such as Panamax, which is not just the U.S. and Panama, but multinational, to practice the defense of the canal. Now, Secretary of Defense Hegseth, who just came down this week to Panama, he met with their Minister of Public Security, Frank Abrigo. He met with the Panamanian President, Jose Raul Molino, and others. He was accompanied by the head of U.S. Southern Command, Admiral Halsey. The statements, of course, that he made talked about a series of things. One was working together. And so it was interesting that in the Spanish version of the joint statement, they talked about supposedly Secretary Hegseth had recognized Panamanian sovereignty over the canal. In the English language version, that was not included, but clearly multiple agendas here. To me, the key takeaway was the focus on the U.S. and Panama continuing to work together as we always have, but maybe in an enhanced way. Now, it was said that as part of that discussion, Secretary Hegseth had raised the issue of the possibility of the return of U.S. troops. We can remember that the U.S. Southern Command was actually based in Panama in bases in that area back until the mid-1990s until we pulled out. My understanding is that the Panamanians pushed back on that idea of U.S. troops returning as a permanent or rotational force. But we may see more joint exercises, strengthened cooperation within the context of Panamanian sovereignty for the canal. And again, all in the interest of ensuring that both in a commercial sense, as well as for keeping the canal open in time of a conflict, that those U.S. risks and really global concerns would be managed in the best form possible.
This is about one particular private enterprise, C.K. Hutchinson, that is based in Hong Kong and is dominated, owned, influenced by a Chinese billionaire named Li Ka-shing, who lives in Hong Kong and is a self-made billionaire. However, recently there's been the suggestion that he's being pressured very hard by the Central Committee, the Chinese Communist Party, and that there have been threats to him to do no more business or to be delimited in his business unless he obeys. 2 weeks ago, the announcement was that he would not be signing the document that was agreed upon with BlackRock, Larry Fink, to sell his whole enterprise of C.K. Hutchinson worldwide, including these two ports in Panama. Since then, there's been no interruption in the assumption that he's under pressure from the Chinese Communist Party. The puzzle here is, what's in it for them? I made the romantic case that there'll be a war and we need the canal. What else is in it for them, for China? Why get involved in something so deeply entangled with American history? How do they gain from this?
Well, the irony, John, is that if you look at the continued operation of the canal and the risks come from a combination of physical access and technical knowledge and relationships. The fact that Hutchison operates two of the five major ports in the canal zone is only one of the ways which China gets that type of access. China also, of course, is one of the biggest operators of shipping through the canal through Costco. China also, through China Communications and Construction Corporation, CCCC, is in the process of building a bridge over the canal. Numerous Chinese companies operate in the free trade zone there in Cologne and in Panama Pacifico, just to name a few things. However, Hutchison has gotten a lot of attention really since the very beginning, when back in 1997, 1999, it was given that initial concession, which was renewed in 2021. And so, The one issue was that this deal which happened in which BlackRock had announced the purchase of Hutchison ports globally, not just the ones in Panama, and a deal worth about $23 billion. That would have involved ports in the Bahamas, ports in Mexico, ports even in places like Rotterdam in Europe. And I think what the PRC recognized is that loss of commercial access, but also loss of access in wartime to those ports would have been a loss, again, of both commercial leverage and options for it to use in time of war. And so it shows the way in which Hutchison, Lee Kai-shing has ties to the PLA and has done work in China for many, many years, and yet he's quasi-independent. And so it was interesting that once he announced this deal, it was immediately criticized in the Chinese press, and then of course, most recently, they announced they are launching an antitrust investigation against the remaining Hutchison assets in China. And so it's a reminder that even with quasi-independent Chinese companies that are not state-owned enterprises, that there are still many, many ways that the PRC can hurt one. Indeed, as a reflection of that pressure, Lee Kai-shing and Hutchison announced that it was temporarily suspending that deal. So we'll see whether it goes forward or not. But the other wrench in what is a very complex series of things was that in addition to blocking the possible deal, which would cause BlackRock to take over those ports in Panama and elsewhere, also when Hutchison in Panama renewed its port operations back in 2021, that deal was very questionable. They got very, very good terms. There was questions of improprieties. And so immediately the Panamanian government, under pressure from the Trump administration, announced that they are going to do an audit of Hutchison's port operations in the 2021 renewal. So this week, not surprisingly, it came up that the Comptroller General, Anel Flores, said, well, it appears that Hutchison didn't actually put all of the money into the canal that they promised to under the terms of their renewal. And so there's some speculation that aside from the whole BlackRock sale of Hutchison, that thanks to this audit, the whole question of whether the Hutchison 2021 renewal of their contract was done properly, whether they met the terms. And so it's a deal inside of a deal, because if the 2021 renewal is itself questioned, that throws a wrench into the question of whether BlackRock can buy these assets, or at least whether these assets are properly valued at all if Hutchison's renewal of the Panama port concession wasn't actually legitimate. So lots of moving pieces here in this what's ultimately a geopolitical intrigue, but also being fought out in the legal and commercial domain.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, there's too much going on for us to spend any time at all in one country. We're headed to CELAC. This is a gathering of the Caribbean and Latin American nations to talk about tariffs, what else? But there's other business when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.